Hi, I'm Damon Davis. I want to welcome you to a very special edition of One on One. I'm here today with a good friend. His name is Brett Haworth. He's written a book called Backwards, How to Live Forward. He's more than an actor. He's more than a producer. He's more than a screenwriter. He's more than an author of this amazing book that you're going to hear about today. He's also a speaker. He's an entrepreneur. He's a family man. And this family man who's on fire for Jesus out of Jackson, Michigan, is here to share with you what God's got for you today. His story is going to help you discover how you can map a course to take all of the talents and the gifts and what have yous that are planted on the inside of you. How many of us woke up today asking the question, does God love me, really? The man you're going to meet today has something special for you, where you're going to hear him share his testimony of a supernatural God. But Brett Haworth's story is your story of how life can seem backwards, how you can seem and feel like you're off track, and yet it is the setup for the greatest comeback you could imagine. We're beginning now, moving forward. You're going to discover how to live the life God ordained for you. Don't turn the dial. Don't turn away. This investment of your 28 minutes and 30 seconds might be the most important investment you can make. I promise you, your life's going to change. Be right back, right after this. Brett Haworth, mighty man of God. Good to have you here, sir.
Nice to meet you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I'm honored because I've heard your story and your testimony about how awesome God is. And it's humbling as I listen to you. I don't know how you're just keeping composed, because you have seen the hand of God, man. I mean, some supernatural stuff. The story of your daughter. And man, talk about somebody who has been to the bottom with nowhere to look but up. And you recovered and you bounced forward and you have lived forward and you've written a book to teach people how to do all of that. So we're going to get into this today, and I want them to hear your story.
Okay.
And I want them to understand why they need to get their hands on the material. Everybody's got a story. Those of you who got a testimony of how real God is can relate that God shows up just at the right time. He does some supernatural stuff. He leaves no argument to be had on whether or not he is real. Am I right?
Amen.
Your life was backwards. God has showed you in this book how to live forward. We're going to talk about the book. We're going to talk about you. But before I get into either of those, you or the book, I want to ask you a very single question that I'm asking you, and I'm wanting the listener, the viewer, to really zero in with me, because the answer I'm going to get from you is going to answer a question you have, which is, does God love me that much that he's going to do something about my now stuff, no matter where they are, no matter what they're going through? Can you tell me by experience that God is so real that he's already got the solution worked out in their favor? Yes. Or no?
Yes. Yes.
You certain?
100% certain, yes.
You've seen it?
I've seen it. I'm walking in it. I believe I have a message for single parents. I was a single parent raising a little girl from the time she was 4 months old, alone. So I also call myself an only parent, because there was no other partner, her mother, involved. And I had to figure out things on the fly.
Yeah.
I had to hurry up and get it done. You know, I had been to college, I had been to Bible college, but they didn't teach you how to hold a baby and work at the same time.
Isn't that the truth?
And I had to figure it out right now. And for a majority of her life, she's about to turn 11, I thought to myself, I'm just going to raise her and see what happens.
Yeah.
Flip of the coin.
Yeah.
But as she got older, she started asking questions. And I thought to myself, I'm a Christian. I've got to show her values. I've got to show her who God is and that he's real and that he's alive and working in her life.
Oh, yeah.
And so I believe that there are a lot of single parents that may be stuck somewhere in life. And that's how I coined this phrase, backwards. I felt like my life was not going forward. And going to a Bible college and learning about different aspects of God and what he does and what he's done for other people, I never took it to heart that he would do it specifically for me,
yeah,
or for you, but he will. And I'm going to tell you a little bit of this story. I met a gentleman. His name is Tim Story.
What a mighty teacher, mentor, life coach. My God, I could list as long as my leg about who Tim Story is. And he's had an impression in both our lives. You've spent quite a bit of time with him.
I sure have.
Who is the Brett he met in an elevator speech? We got 30 seconds for you to tell me the before, and then I want to talk about the after. Who was Brett that first encountered Tim Story?
He saw a confused, hollow, shy, timid person. I would go out there, and Tim has a Bible study in Hollywood he's been doing since the early 90s, and he deals with celebrities. And here I am in the midst of them, and I'm thinking, who am I? You know, I'm not them, and I'm not some major producer, director. You know, I'm not a celebrity from a hair product design line or anything like that. But Tim kept gravitating toward me, and he would nudge me every so often, lightly, and just say, I want to correct this. I want to correct that. And I thought, wow.
He was coaching you.
He was coaching me.
He was mentoring.
He was mentoring.
He was guiding.
He was guiding. Correct. And I kept seeing God work through him. And that made me focus more on Jesus. And I thought, he is so in tune. Jesus is talking to him about me.
Wow.
Revelation after revelation. I just kept getting pushed back. I care about you. I care about you. That's all waves of I care about you. And for the longest time, up until that time, 4 years ago, I'm 47 now. So 4 years ago, I was 25. No, just kidding. I couldn't believe that God specifically cared for people.
That much.
That much.
That he would intervene, that he would show himself to be real.
Real. I used to think that God was vague and distant, and I would side with the people that were not trusting but believed in God. Knew who he was. Saw the book, went to church.
Could quote probably some of the scriptures.
And even quote scriptures. And, you know, be in the best frothing at the mouth debates when it came to scripture. But I didn't know who he was.
Break that down, because so many people can relate. And I hear that so often. You know, they know the scripture, they go to church, they go through all the motions. But if their back was against the wall, outside of defending the gospel and defending who God and Jesus and the Spirit of God, in the dark night of the soul, and that sober moment when nobody else is looking, privately, they're wondering, is this God thing real? Let's be real now.
Yes.
Did you ever have that moment?
Yes, I had that moment. I had that moment so clear that there was a point where I said, God, leave me alone. I don't want anything to do with this anymore. I know who you are. I believe in your son. But as far as specifics, I can't communicate with you.
Got it. That's being backwards, isn't it?
Yes.
Is that what you mean by that? That what, you're off track? You're on the wrong track? Or, man, I got to take this thing into my own hands because I'm just not seeing any power from the Almighty. Am I defining it properly?
Correct. But I will go as far as to say this. A portion of my life, I did everything myself. Mm. And I felt like I got to a point where God just said, stop. I'm going to show you
who I am.
Who I am. And he wouldn't let me do anything. And I'm thinking to myself, this is the God I wanted to know. I want to know that you're real. I want to know that when my daughter says, Dad, I need something to drink, I want to have that type of a conversation with you, God, Father.
Come on.
I want to have something to drink, and I want him to respond. Correct. And so I...
In real time. Like now, not 2 weeks from now.
Real time.
Sometimes we don't need a just-in-time Jesus.
Yes.
Amen?
Exactly. That is so true. And that's one of my biggest debates was, how long do you have to wait for your prayer to get answered?
Yeah.
And I didn't want it to be another 40 years. I wanted to talk to God, and I wanted to get a response. I wanted to hear God, maybe not so much audibly, but the signposts.
Yeah.
As I'm traveling down life's highway,
yeah.
I don't want any more detours.
Got it.
I don't want to bridge out.
You've been there, as they say.
Done
that.
You've
done it. You got the shirt.
Yes.
That was backwards.
Yes.
But here you are today.
Yes.
Brett Haworth, author, speaker, writer, a man involved in Hollywood, mm-hmm. doing some amazing stuff for the kingdom. That's forward, my brother.
Yeah.
And you've seems taken the backward struggle and that point of time where most people are, so many of us, seemingly backwards. And you have mapped this journey out from backwards to living forwards. You put it into a book to say, here's how you do what I did. Here's how you discover how to move from backwards to forwards. And I would imagine, not to put words in your mouth, but you want to drag as many people as you can from where you were to show them where they can be. Have I hit the nail on the head?
You hit the nail on the head. The best story I can tell anyone. I don't even have to talk about scripture. I have people come to my house to fix the television. I have an audience. They sit down, I tell them my story, and then they're telling me their whole life. And their life is turning around.
Wow.
And it keeps happening. I'm just a guy that's following God, telling my story.
Yep.
And it is changing people's lives.
Wow.
We started receiving phone calls from different people. I wrote a book because of you. I'm writing a book because of you.
Wow.
I'm doing things that I've always wanted to do that I've never done.
Wow.
People are giving their life back to God and saying, I want to be a Christian again. I want to be in right standing.
You are demonstrating that God is real, that God is able, and that by following the very basic understanding of relationship with God mm-hmm. translates into progress and winning and success, that God actually does care about the little things.
Yes.
That now you're a walking, breathing, living testimony that others can follow. Would you say that people watching, God's wanting to create a testimony in their life
yes.
in the same way?
God has given you a desire, and the Bible talks about Him giving you the desires of your heart. I had very specific desires that I thought were frivolous, and I thought, you know, I'm just a dreamer. I wanted to be a goal setter mm-hmm. and then attain those goals.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this little person named Lily, my daughter, who was always there to check me and say, Dad, hey, what about this? And I loved how God, in our minds, think that he's so far away when he's inside of us. And when we're praying, he's hearing us.
Yeah.
He came into our life and he said, I'm going to shut the naysayers up. You may have been a dreamer, but I am going to bring those to pass. And so you have dreams and you have children that have dreams and he can bring them to pass. It was the night that my daughter said to me, we're never going to act. It was the first time that I ever raised my voice at her. She was 5 years old. I said, go to bed and never speak to me that way again. I went and cried, laid on the couch, and I said, God, this is important to me.
She said, we're never going to act.
We're never
going
to act.
Something caused her to say that. Let's forget that she's a child, because children will say things like that. But she wasn't believing it. There's nothing worse than hearing that kind of lack of faith or confidence or hope from your daughter, because we're their heroes.
Mm-hmm.
When they don't believe, boy, that'll rip every belief out of you got. And you're crying now. Am I following your story right?
You are.
Okay.
And then I began to just pour my heart out to God. I have these dreams. I want to inspire people visually. How many times have you been inspired through music or some type of art like theater or television? Well, my heart is, and it has always been, to work in film. So we wrote a television show, and we filmed a pilot. My daughter's eyes
opened
up.
She saw it.
She started to see God move.
Wow.
Brought God from this book and from far away praying.
To real.
To real, to personal. From backwards to forward.
My God.
And God said, look, I'm going to show you more. Just keep coming.
Yeah.
Keep coming.
Is that part of the principle that you talk about in the book, that to move from backwards to forwards, God is looking for people who are going to be consistent, who, no matter what we see, keep working that thing that you believe in?
There is a page in my book, page 44, that we keep getting responses from all over the nation. They're saying, that part spoke to me so much. And it's the bottom half of page 44 where you've got to get your fight back. A lot of people have lost their fight, their hope. Mm-hmm. And right when you need to summon courage is right where your breakthrough is at. A lot of people just
retreat.
I can't do it.
Yeah, they give up.
I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And that's when I said to myself, God is here. He is bidding me come. Only one of the disciples got out of the boat.
Yeah.
I'm going to be that next disciple.
Amen. Come on.
I'm getting out of the boat.
You know, life will beat us down.
Yeah.
The life will tear you up. Life will cause you to stop believing. And no power of God, it seems, working in your behalf, it can cause the strongest of men or strongest of woman to want to just quit. Mm. And your book says you got to find the strength to step forward. What do you mean by that?
You've got to summon everything you are. You've got to believe in the gift that has been placed inside you. Because every time God blesses you, He's thinking of others. Mm-hmm. He's not just thinking of you. Mm-hmm. But when you find your path, that's where you're going to find your passion. That's where you're going to find your prosperity. That's basically a process of pain leads you to your path.
Yeah.
And once you get on your path, this is what I'm finding out, all the things that I thought I was looking for isn't what is satisfying me now.
Brett, if you could impart to someone, you know, some principles about how to move from where they are to where they're trying to get, to unleash the dreams, to rekindle the dreams, right? What would be the very first thing that you tell them? What's the starting point?
The first step that I would tell people is take some time out, not just for your kids or your spouse or who you're thinking about. Think about yourself.
Yeah.
Get centered with God and be open again. And the big thing is be ready to exchange for a change. And that's what the whole Bible is talking about. In Luke chapter 4 especially, Jesus gets called into the wilderness just after God said, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. Well, once you hear something from God, it's like party time, woohoo!
Sure.
But a lot of times people will get a prophetic word and it's almost as if they move into a desert time.
Yeah.
What just happened?
Right.
This just happened. Jesus, in Luke chapter 4, talks about him fighting Satan over temptation in the desert.
Right after the word.
And so what I see in that chapter that he's been talking to me about for the last 4 years is a desert to destiny experience.
Ooh, that's powerful. There's a lot of people that are right there. They remember the dream they had. Mm-hmm. They remember the word that was spoken. Mm-hmm. They remember what God told them. They remember what they read that inspired them. They remember when someone asked them when they were small, what do you want to be when you grow up? They remember, I'm getting real now, they remember this is what marriage was supposed to be. Mm. This is what life was supposed to be. And then life happens. all of the dreams and the hopes and the crashing down. And they are now at this point where, okay, I'm maintaining. I'm satisfied. No, I'm content. No, I'm just getting by. There's got to be more. There's got to be more. Or you're on a mission to move people from there to there is more. And you're saying, we've got to get the strength, got to muster whatever's left in us to enter the greatest fight of our life. That's when God shows up, doesn't he?
Amen. I'm just a guy who wanted to do film, who wanted to go to Hollywood. And these doors that continue to open aren't by coincidence.
But they opened.
They opened.
Okay, back up on that, because you were in that dark night of the soul.
Yes.
But you did something there that got you to where you're now saying, all of the dreams that I had, my God, they're happening. But you had to have done something in there. Now, this is not about works. We can't earn God's favor. No. God's grace is in spite of our, is so great that he does it in spite of what we do, you know, amen. And we all know that, but come on, in that place, what you do, man?
I still was reluctant, even when the door of going out to Los Angeles and finding out what God wanted me to do, I was still reluctant. And it was basically, I would take God at his word for the first time in my life. When he said that I want to give you a life, I took him at that word as if you were speaking to me. Brett, I want to give you this cup of water. I would take it. So I would have more conversations and I would dial in, spend more time alone with God, not in like where I'm praying a lot. I would turn the radio on. And I would get overwhelmed by the Spirit of God, that he would just basically come and hang out. And I was like, he's with me.
He's all along.
All along. And he's interested in specifics, not just the vague, broad prayers that we pray, but specifically for you. Specifically for you. You have something that I can't give. It's called your fingerprint. And as I kept walking things out, literally, I would think to myself, I want to carry this out. That door would open a little bit, but I would be the one that had to push it all the way open.
Step by step.
Step by step.
You kept believing.
Kept moving.
You were living forward.
Yes. But I remember somebody coming into my life, my brother, my older brother, and he said, write down every year. Write down what you think God is talking to you about every year.
Well.
So that's where the book comes out of.
You've got to journal it. I want to give as no additional charge. My way of saying thank you. With the book, with the behind the scenes DVD, I want to give them a journal. My gift to you,
thank
for
you.
Every single person who calls, I want to give you a journal. So as you walk this thing out with Brett, you're going to be able to write down what those goals are. Write down, how am I making progress? Write down, what is my prayer for today? Write down, praise God, the miracle that God does in your life. And then I want them to connect with you. I'm hoping I have thousands of people with little journals of their stuff that they're going to call and say, Brett, look what Jesus did thanks to you teaching me how to live forward. We got a book. This is an easy read. Trust me. This isn't hours upon hours. This is an easy read, gets right to the point, walks you through Brett's story. But I'm going to tell you, God's met you right here today. You just got to say yes. Amen. Whew, God loves you so much. Brett, I love you, man.
Pleasure, love you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
We're going to spend an entire hour together. We're going to keep talking. Cameras are out. We're going to close. We're going to keep talking. I want to get your entire testimony.
Okay.
I want to hear what Tim's story did in your life. I want to allow people to experience what God can do for them. And then I want to give you the entire behind the scenes uncut time with me and Brett. Absolutely free, just for stepping forward. Let's learn to live forward. Let's move from backwards to forward in Jesus' name. Love you. May God richly bless you. Watch this. Don't go away.
Hindsight is 20/20. That's what they say. It's the perfect vision for the right decision after the fact. When life hits you hard and knocks you off your feet, it's this kind of 2020 vision we all need. Answers. The truth that transforms. the right move from someone who's been where you are. Someone with 20/20 vision of what it means to move from backwards to living forward. In Brett Hayworth's acclaimed book, you'll find a message of hope and the right strategy to become the best, most successful person God created you to be, no matter where you are right now or what you have to overcome. Through an insightful and motivating story of Brett's own journey, you will discover how to overcome your past, how to persevere through the present, and a power found in pursuing your God-given purpose. Through the pages of Brett's best-selling work, you'll be infused with steps to take to reach for your dreams and to set the kind of goals that help you thrive. For your love gift today of only $30, you will receive this powerful book along with a full-length feature premiere of Just Brett and Lily. You'll laugh and cry as Brett shares a single father story raising his daughter in a complex world. In this amazing, fun, and thought-provoking real-to-life series, you'll move from failure to victory to living life as an overcomer. But that's not all. Your gift today not only puts this powerful collection of resources from Brett Hayworth into your hands, but it helps us at One-on-One continue to bring amazing guests to you again and again. And as a special bonus today, Damon wants to invite you to go behind the scenes with him on this very special interview. You will receive the full-length, complete, and uncut interview of his time with Brett Hayworth today. Call now to take advantage of this special offer. That's Backwards, How to Live Forward, and the special DVD, Just Brett and Lily, plus the complete and unedited full-length interview for only $30. And if you call right now, Damon wants to send you a very special thank you. At no additional charge, you'll receive the leather-bound One-on-One prayer journal. Write down your goals, your progress, and your praises, and walk along with Brett on your journey to living forwards. Today can be the first day in the next chapter of your life. If you're ready to walk in hope and purpose and keep moving forward, free from depression, free from being stuck in the same old cycles, if you're ready to discover God's perfect plan and will for your life, begin now and take that first step today. Don't delay. Call now. Thanks for joining us on our One-on-One broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.